I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Amari Cooper will be at Greenbrier.
Yes.
Okay. Now, tell me if I'm off base on this, okay? He's going into the last year of his contract. He's 30 years old, and he's looking for security. Now, certainly, you know, Indy, if somebody guaranteed you 20 mil and gave you 10 mil of it up front, okay, you're good to go. You know, that's secure. In the world of pro sports where you've already made a ton of money and there's more money to be made, that might not be as secure as you want. I'm surprised that he ended his contractual situation by basically having the Browns say, yeah, we'll pay a little bit more in incentives, but you got to earn them, and we'll guarantee what we were absolutely 99.4% going to pay you anyway, unless you got injured in training camp and we released you. And even then, you get money to some extent. It seems to me that he didn't get a whole lot here. If he was looking for security long term, he didn't get that. Now, he got a lot of money, but he already had the money coming to him. All he had to do was play. Now he's guaranteed of getting the money. I think he was going to get the money anyway. The Browns weren't going to cut Amari Cooper.
No.
But, and now he gets maybe $5 million more. And, well, and the Browns still have a situation because their best wide receiver after this coming year will be a free agent.
Well, how do you know they didn't say to him, look, here, let's do this. Let's get through this year. We're going to give you all this money up. We're going to give you $10 million up front. Okay, so we're going to put, here's cash today. And you haven't have to do anything for the entire season. And we're going to guarantee the other 10 on as a part of this, too.
They guaranteed $20 million to him, and they gave him 10 up front.
As long as we have a good year this year, we're back for another 2 years. We'll do this. We'll make it. We'll take care of you at the end of this if you can take care of us now. Because I think you're talking about dead cap money. There might be some issues on the Brown side of this thing that said, hey, Amari, we want to treat you right. Listen, it's not like we went out there and said, oh, he's being a prima donna, blah, 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 blah. No, Andrew Berry came out and said he is a important part to this team, and we need him, and he's our best receiver, and look at the numbers he put up last season. And, you know, so the hard part for me is that if I was Amari Cooper, I'd be looking for the years, maybe a little bit more than the cash. And so we don't know if they maybe have a gentleman's agreement for the back end of this thing.
Okay, can I just throw a little wet blanket on what you said?
I'm just trying to come up with ideas.
I know you are.
Yeah.
When young people in this business have asked me about stuff,
yes,
and say, hey, I've been offered this opportunity somewhere, or when young people have asked me about job opportunities, or actually when adults have asked me about stuff, I had a buddy who's worked in baseball, and I gave him this advice. And I have a buddy who works in manufacturing. I gave him this advice. And they said, they've told me this, but that it could become this. And I've always said, never, ever, ever, ever take a job because of what it could become.
That is an absolute 100% perfect thing to say. It's true.
Take it for what it is, because if you take it for what it could be, Andy, you could be disappointed like crazy. You've got to be happy with it going in. I'm sure Amari is, or he wouldn't, you know, he'd still be holding out.
The hard part is that it takes a couple of knives in your back to realize that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, especially when you're sitting there and you're looking at, I mean, Amari is on, let's face it, being a wide receiver in the NFL is a dream job. What we do is a dream job for a lot of people. And, you know, for me, it definitely was. It still is. And I just, but you, sometimes you get
Amari,
this whole.
Amari dreamt bigger dollars than we did,
well,
apparently.
That's true. Because we appreciated the opportunity and the fact that we got to do this.
Absolutely.
Especially when we were young in our career.
Absolutely.
And then I think
$5 an hour went a long way in Beaumont and Missoula.
That's true. Yeah. And free cheese. Oh, so good. Such great free cheese.
Thank you.
And the 20 roommates I had to have so I had a place to live. But I think you have to find out for yourself that you can't. There are people that look at you every day in the face sometimes, and you think you're friends with them, and then you find out one of these days they're going to end up just taking a knife and throwing it in your back. So you better take what you can get right now.
And you better be happy with that, or you better not take it. You better keep holding out.
Yes.
So apparently throwing $5 million at Amari Cooper is all it took.
I don't know. Like,
is that fair?
Was it the guaranteed money? Yeah, opportunity? Andy,
wasn't he going to make the money anyway? They weren't going to cut their number one wide receiver. If the guy blew out two ACLs this year, they'd probably cut him and get an injury settlement.
You're more into the financial part of this. What does it mean to get the $10 million in cash today than having to wait for it spread out? What does that matter?
That gives you the chance to invest your own money. I'm good either way, dude.
You are, but I'm saying maybe he's looking at a $9 million house that he wants to pay cash for, and he's like, you know what? Let's do this. I want the $9 million for the house so I don't have to worry about a mortgage. I don't know.
I'm really surprised because I assumed... And maybe wrongly, but I'll bet most Browns fans assumed that the holdout was so that he could get like two more years. And we threw out what we thought
maybe he didn't want to go to mandatory minicamp. There's another one.
What we thought was reasonable: 2-year extension, $45 million, $22.5 million a year.
How old on two more years?
30, 31 through 32.
And let's face it, the Browns aren't exactly big fans of plus 30 unless you're a kicker.
And here's the thing.
Or a long snapper.
To me, this is more about the Browns. The Browns, apparently, if we're assuming Amari wanted more years, Browns didn't give him more years. And what does that say moving forward? Does it say, hey, we think we're going to be tapped out because of Deshaun Watson and other guys that we think we have to pay? You know, we're paying Denzel. We're paying Miles.
I'm John Arand, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do we want to keep Joel Bitonio? Who knows? But they chose not to give the money to a guy at a position that they've not developed. Think about that, Andy. Their top three wide receivers are all guys they got in trades. Good for them. They got him in trades. And I appreciate Andrew Berry's ability to make trades to bring in wide receivers. They haven't developed any of these guys. And you could make the argument that two of them they got in trades still need developed.
All right, so I'm looking at a story from Front Office Sports that said Amari was at $30 million, tied for 19th, right? Tied for 19th.
Yeah.
Among wide receivers. If he can bring in $5 million more, that takes him up to $25 million, and then that places him, if he can get all the bonuses, that makes him the eighth highest paid wide receiver in the game. So if there's an ego part of this too, that five, and just to show you, that's the difference, right? $5 million takes you from 19th to 8th as far as getting paid for wide receivers in the NFL. So
if you hit those incentives.
There's a respect part of that.
If you hit those incentives. Wouldn't you think they were games-based maybe more than anything? I would think they're games-based.
Probably. But we don't know.
If I'm Amari Cooper, I'm not putting my money on anybody else. I'll show up and play. I'm not putting it on Deshaun Watson, looking like Deshaun Watson from Houston, because I need to catch 80 balls to make that happen. Or I need to catch 100 footballs to make
If you're him, you now have the opportunity to be a top 10 paid wide receiver if certain things happen throughout the season. You're already a top 20. So now you've got a chance to be a top 10, and maybe that was important to him.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the ego thing is like, well, I don't understand. You know, I'm just looking at Devonta Smith is at $25 million. I can be better than him, if you're saying that, right? So he won't make more than Cooper Kupp or Devontae Adams or Jalen Waddle or Tyreek Hill, St. Brown. I'm just kind of looking at the guys that are ahead of him. A.J. Brown or Justin Jefferson. He's not getting to $35 million this year like Justin Jefferson. But Justin Jefferson has helped him because it helped him get more money. So let's see how it plays out. I kind of like the fact that it's incentive-based. I think fans should like the fact that it's incentive-based. Yes.
If he wants to get paid next year, he's got to play this year. There's no question about that.
So there's two motivating factors there. Right?
Yeah.
If you, I mean, from a fan's perspective, I don't. Sometimes guys get paid and all of a sudden they fall into the woodwork. He got paid. He got his money. He's done. He's done. He's just riding this thing out. And fans always want to say that. And the problem isn't when fans say it, it's when teammates start saying that. That's when you have big issues. Oh, he got paid. He doesn't really want to be here. Meanwhile, there's other guys trying to get paid and they're working their you-know-what off and they want to win a championship, or there's more to it than the economic part of the game. I don't know. It'd be interesting. I wonder what life would be like if money didn't matter in these games. That's impossible, but everyone just kind of showed up and you saw these great athletes play and they said, go play for it. Like, if the only incentive was to get a trophy at the end of the year, you know, those days are long gone,
you know,
at every level.
It's interesting to me because depending on what report you read is the financial structure of Amari Cooper's new deal.
See a different one?
Yeah, on Sports Illustrated covering the Dallas Cowboys because they're talking about CeeDee Lamb not getting paid and the former Cowboy, Amari Cooper, is getting paid. They're calling it a restructured deal that includes a $5 million raise.
Well, yeah, I've seen that a couple times too.
But that's, from what we've been told from other reports, it's incentives and not a raise. And it says the recent restructuring of this deal ensures that he'll be guaranteed half of the 20 mil. Well, no, that's, we've also seen that he's guaranteed
today,
all
he's,
of it.
He's guaranteed it today.
Well, he's getting it as a signing bonus.
Yeah.
Is basically what the deal is.
Which helps them, right? That helps with dead cap money,
well,
right?
And let's be real honest. For all we know, these incentives could very much be puts shoes on right feet game one. Hey, here's $5 million.
If you're on if you're on the field for game one, you get $1 million.
Exactly. Where's correct uniform? Hey, here's $1 million. Like, it easily could be something like that so that they could call it incentives. But in reality, it could be anything as simple as humanly possible.
I mean, I know it's part of the game, but that has got to drive coaches crazy. Who was it? I can't remember the running back that we had that was on the cover of the video game.
Peyton Hillis.
Wasn't there a story that he had walked into a huddle once and said, hey, man, I just need – can you just give me the ball a couple more times?
I need this for this.
Yeah. As a coach, but that's got to drive you insane.
As a player – why aren't you thinking about that? I mean, that's if teams are going to put incentives into contracts, then, you know.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that because I think if you're the question then becomes for ownership, what is the goal? Is the goal to make more money or is the goal to win a championship? For a fan, it's always to win the championship.
For a player, it's to make more money.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're an independent contractor. You got to make as much money as you can.
Yeah,
you have to.
So I guess it's twofold. So at one point, you're making an athlete hungry for more cash if you do an incentive-laden contract. So I see it that way. But I don't like it from a team aspect in team sports because, you know, okay, well, he didn't throw to me even though I was wide open 20 yards down the field because, you know, John Smith needed one more 5-yard reception, so he just got a $20 million bonus.
You've seen it in sports where coaches put guys into a game so that they can play.
Yes.
You know, hey, okay, we've reached your game's played threshold. You're getting paid more.
Yes.
I mean, that you see that all the time.
But that's but then you're at the mercy of the coach if you're a player, right? You're at the mercy of the offensive coordinator.
Without question. Here's the one issue I have about the thing with Amari Cooper. I wouldn't have minded a little bit of an extension. Because I think he's still a very good wide receiver, and my guess is he will be a very good wide receiver next year. And this is already happening. Three receivers Browns might replace Amari Cooper with after 2024.
Wow.
In other words, he's got a one-year deal, folks. And if you think the wide receiver group needs a little beefing up now, which I do, imagine if he goes away. Well, there are names, and it's a position that might need help, and it's next on Baskin and Phelps.
I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.